Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a number of families who lost loved ones in the Creeslaw explosion have called for a public inquiry to be set up. A group of defective block homeowners who have had their engineers' remediation recommendation downgraded are protesting outside Engineers Ireland in Dublin today. Gardaí have reissued an appeal for information on a fatal crash in Clonmanagh last week. Meanwhile, Gardaí and Donegal are warning that the seasonal headache of illegal fireworks is being taken very seriously. Those stories do follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin. First in news this evening, a number of families who lost loved ones in the Creeslaw explosion have called for a public inquiry to be set up. A lawyer representing the families of 7 of the 10 victims of the tragedy in October 2022 has written to Justice Minister Helen McEntee seeking an independent investigation. A meeting with the minister has also been requested. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Solicitor Darren Mackin from Phoenix Law, representing the families of Robert Garway, Shauna Flanagan Garway, Catherine O'Donnell, James Monaghan, Jessica Gallagher, Martina Martin and Leona Harper, has, in his letter seen by PA News, said the tragedy has been compounded by the absence of an independent, human rights compliant investigation. The letter notes the only current examination of the incident is the ongoing criminal investigation by Gardaí, and there remained uncertainty over when that will conclude and whether it will result in any criminal justice proceedings. Mr. Mackin said there were several reasons why an inquest would be insufficient and ineffective, including that it could take several years to be held. According to RTE News, Mr. Mackin wrote that holding such an investigation would ensure no further time is lost and will provide the families with a vehicle for getting truth and, in turn, finally being able to grieve for their loved ones. The Minister's department has confirmed she has received the letter and is currently considering its contents.
A group of defective block homeowners who have had their engineers' remediation recommendation downgraded are protesting outside Engineers Ireland in Dublin today. They are representing over 100 scheme applicants in a stand against what they say is the unethical and unscientific approach being adopted by engineers employed by the housing agency. Affected homeowners are calling on the Director General of Engineers Ireland to urgently address the inconsistencies in the downgrading of remediation options. MICA Action Group PRO Angela Ward says homeowners have been meeting with Damien Owens today to outline their demands.
Ultimately, what we want is we want the decisions that engineers representing the housing agency and paid by the housing agency, those decisions to be reversed and for them to desist from making those decisions. So essentially what we have is a situation where we have individuals and homeowners on the original scheme that have been transferred over to the housing agencies recommended the most appropriate remediation option for homeowners. And in most instances, that was option one, full demolition. Those were then passed over to the housing agency under the enhanced scheme. And what happened was they were downgraded. Essentially, they were given a lesser, cheaper remediation option, which doesn't take into account pyrotite, as is set out in the ministerial guidelines, doesn't take into account internal sulphate attack, and essentially is asking people to build on footings that are crumbling and homes will essentially not be permanently fixed. At the moment, we have two homeowner representatives actually in the boardroom with CEO of Engineers Ireland, Damien Owens, having a conversation. We have set out our case, what we want answers to, and what we are demanding that Damien Owens do, which is essentially to issue a direction to the engineers employed by the housing agency to desist from downgrading homeowners and to rescind the decisions that have already been made.
Gardaí have reissued an appeal for information on a fatal crash in Clonmanagh last week. Michael Toland, who was in his 80s, died after being hit by a van while walking in the Anna area last Wednesday evening at around 20 past six. Garda Niall Maguire is urging anyone with information to come forward.
Your listeners will be aware of this one that occurred on Wednesday the 18th of September. An elderly gentleman who was a pedestrian was involved in this incident. He was struck by a van in Clonmany at 6:20 p.m. at Anna on the R238. Like I say, he was a pedestrian and unfortunately was fatally injured. He was in his 80s. So my colleagues in Moncrana would once again like to appeal for anyone that witnessed this accident or anyone that travelled on the R238 in Clonmany on the 18th of September in the evening time that had dash cam, maybe could they make it available to my colleagues in Moncrana, and they can be contacted on 074 932 0540. And indeed, any of the appeals today, Greg, the confidential line on 1-800-666-111, or indeed any Garda station or any Garda.
Sinn Féin has accused the government of making excuses over spiralling costs and delays at the National Children's Hospital. It comes amid reports the building won't be ready for use until at least the middle of next year, and Children's Health Ireland hasn't put the necessary structures in place for transferring to the new facility. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald says no one in government has stepped up to take responsibility for the failings.
We see yet again not just a grossly incompetent government, but the one that is entirely unprepared to take responsibility, much less to be accountable for anything. So it's the board's fault, it's the contractor's fault. Of course it's Sinn Féin's fault. How could it not be?
Ishgairn is coming under mounting pressure to address infrastructure inadequacies in parts of Donegal. It's as controlled water outages have been implemented across the Glenties Municipal District area due to low reservoir levels, while residents in Buncrana were once again without water for a period of time earlier today as a result of a burst water main. Councillor Michael McLafferty has expressed concern following a meeting with the utility. He says it's clear there is no urgency on investing in water infrastructure upgrades.
It's looking at €60 million. This will not be sorted in our lifetime, Donna Marie, as far as I can see the way it's going now, the way they're talking. And then they make reference for €60 million sorted at the minute. If the water position is sorted, they're saying they're not, but if the water and the position is sorted, and then they look at the comparison then of bus in for the last 10 years, they've spent in the region of €3 million in the last 10 years fixing bus.
The Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District, meanwhile, Councillor Jack Murray says it's unacceptable that people are continuously being left without water.
People across Inishowen are quite frustrated that water is going out so regularly in the peninsula. And look, it does have a huge impact on people's lives. People trying to get children ready for school in the morning. People with washing machines could get damaged when the water goes out unexpectedly. And obviously the sick and the elderly who rely on water. So we do need significant infrastructure in our water supply, our water infrastructure in Inishowen, because look, it's just not acceptable that these outages can occur so frequently. But I would, in saying that, just pay tribute to the local water staff who do react so promptly when advised of it. But at the end of the day, we do need our infrastructure upgraded so that these frequent bursts occur a lot less frequently.
And is there any light at the end of the tunnel in terms of seeing that restoration work being put in place?
Not as of yet, but we will keep in touch with Irish Water. Obviously, all the water services are centralised now with Irish Water, and it makes it that bit more difficult to liaise with them. But I think it was a bad step to take away water services from the local authority and Donegal County Council. We could have raised these a lot more locally and that with people who maybe had a greater understanding of it. But we will keep liaising, like all elected representatives will, with Irish Water to try and get the investment that we need in our water infrastructure.
More than 550 people in Lebanon have been killed by Israeli airstrikes in the past 2 days. Israel claims it's targeting Hezbollah, while thousands of civilians in Lebanon are fleeing north in the country. It's as the UN General Assembly starts in New York with a focus on the Middle East and the Israeli aggression towards Gaza and Lebanon. US President Joe Biden says he wants to end the war.
Full-scale war is not in anyone's interest. Even if the situation has escalated, a diplomatic solution is still possible. In fact, it remains the only path to lasting security to allow the residents from both countries to return to their homes and the border safely.
Concerns about the future of Fawn Health Centre appear to have been alleviated following a meeting between the local committee and the HSE yesterday. A spokesperson for the committee announced on social media that the health centre will remain open and a nurse will be in a position within the next few weeks. They have thanked the community for their continued support. Gardaí and Donegal are warning that the seasonal headache of illegal fireworks is being taken very seriously. There have been a number of complaints of fireworks being let off in and around Letterkenny in recent days. People are being urged to be aware of the dangers of fireworks in the lead up to Halloween. Garda Niall Maguire says anyone found in possession of an illegal firework faces huge fines.
This is the seasonal headache that we have this time of year. And again, it's more the annoyance of a Greg for innocent people that are maybe trying to get a bit of sleep, and the whole kind of lawlessness that it portrays when you have fireworks being lit off at all times of the day and night. So we want to urge anyone who's thinking about buying or using fireworks at Halloween, just have a think about it. There's so many horrific life-changing injuries that are sustained at Halloween, and we've had that in Donegal. You know, people lost fingers, etc., with bangers and fireworks. They're not only dangerous, but there's very severe penalties. It's a very serious offence when it comes to, we take it very seriously, Greg, and anyone found guilty of an offence of igniting or an illegal firework, throwing an ignited firework at a person or property, or possession, indeed, of illegal fireworks for sale or supply, the penalties are fines of up to €10,000 and 5 years imprisonment. So it's what they call an indictable offence. It's a very serious offence, Greg. So please act responsibly and alert ourselves if you come across the use or sale of any fireworks. Contact any Garda station.
A criminal damage investigation is underway after a grave in Remelton was damaged in recent months. Damage to the surround of the grave at St Mary's Church graveyard is believed to have occurred between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. on Friday, July the 26th. Gardaí say the family have been left very upset. They're appealing to anyone with information to contact Gardaí in Milford.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Gear up for the championship with all your training and matchday essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and the Players Union, the PFAI, has reportedly lodged a complaint with the FAI, claiming Jack Byrne was spat at by a Derry City fan on Friday night. A video of the alleged incident has done the rounds on social media, where the Shamrock Rovers midfielder can be seen squirting a bottle in the fan's direction. Derry have told 42.ie that they're aware of the incident, which has also been reviewed by the FAI. Cross-channel Liverpool manager Arne Slot says Kevin Kelleher will start in goals for tomorrow night's Carabao Cup tie with West Ham. The Republic of Ireland keeper deputised for Alisson on Saturday, keeping a clean sheet against Bournemouth. Slot says tomorrow's visit of West Ham will come too soon for Alisson's return. There's four third-round ties tonight in the Carabao Cup, with Chelsea welcoming Barrow of League Two to Stamford Bridge. Another League Two club, Walsall, there at home to Leicester. Manchester City, they welcome Watford to the Etihad. And Aston Villa, they travel to Wickham. Meanwhile, more than 1,000 litres of water has been pumped off AFC Wimbledon's Plough Lane Stadium after it was hit by severe flooding. The League Two club were meant to be hosting Newcastle in the EFL Cup tonight, but that match will now be held at St James's Park next week. In the Northern Irish Premiership tonight, there's one game down for decision. Larn, they play Loughgall. That game kicks off at 7:45. In horse racing in Listowel today, Donegal jockey Luke McAteer had an 11-2 winner today on Amiri, trained by David Marnain. Nika Pika was second at 28-1, while Seas and Oceans was third on 14-1 in Listowel today. Moving on to motorsport, and a Donegal man has been named as the first nominee for the 2024 Billy Coleman Young Rally Driver of the Year Award for the opening period of January to May. 26-year-old Ryan McHugh from Frosses has been contesting the Irish Tarmac Championship as well as the Junior British Rally Championship in a Ford Fiesta Rally 4 alongside long-time navigator Declan Boyle, with the experienced Arthur Kearns also co-driving on select events. McHugh has impressed this year with multiple class wins in the Irish Tarmac Rally Championship. The winner of the Motorsport Ireland Billy Coleman Young Driver of the Year Award will receive a support package to contest rallies nationally and internationally in 2025. You can read the full story on our sports section on highlandradio.com. In Gaelic Games, the weekend fixtures for the Donegal Ladies O'Reilly Sports Championship finals have been set. The matches are to take place on Sunday. Mavill, they face Termin in the senior championship final in O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny at 3:45. Ardrad, they'll take on Dunloe at the same venue at 11:45 in the morning in a bid to secure the Intermediate Championship final. And at 11:45, Downings, they face Naoimh Padraic in the Junior A Championship final. Meanwhile, Glenfinn and St Noel's, they'll look to win the Senior Championship Shield at Chirconnell Park in Donegal Town. That starts at 10:30 in the morning. Kilcare and Uras, they'll kick off at the same time at Naoimh Padraic and Lifford in the Junior A Shield final. Moving on to rugby, and Simon, Easterby's been forced into some alterations to his emerging Irish squad that will tour South Africa next month. Connacht winger Shane Bolton suffered a laceration to his knee in their URC defeat to Munster, while Leinster's Tommy O'Brien is out with a hamstring injury. They're replaced by Connacht's ex-sevens winger Shea Mullins and Leinster's versatile back Charlie Tector. Leinster loose head Jack Boyle is also out, replaced by Munster's Mark Donnelly. Emerging Ireland's first outing of that tour comes next Wednesday against the Pumas. Elsewhere, incoming Leinster player Jordy Barrett says he should be available for his start date with his new side. The All Blacks fullbacks sustained medial ligament damage to his knee in last week's Bledisloe Cup win over the Wallabies. On social media, Barrett says it'll take him 4 to 6 weeks of recovery time. He's due to start with Leinster on December the 1st, but it's now a doubt. He's now a doubt for the All Blacks' autumn test with Ireland. And Ulster therefore received a timely boost ahead of Saturday's game away to Emirates Lions. Scrum half John Cooney has recovered from a hamstring injury sustained in pre-season. Finally, for this evening in snooker, Mark Allen is into round two of the British Open. He's just defeated Corkman Aaron Hill by 4 frames to 1 in Cheltenham this evening. That's your sport. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. I'm returning to some news. Small business owners in Donegal are being urged to avail of grants to make their premises more energy efficient. Councillor Martin Harley, however, believes Donegal County Council could be doing more to promote the different strands of funding available to businesses. Organisations with under 50 employees are currently eligible for grants of up to €10,000 for the upgrading of machinery. Councillor Harley says at a time when businesses are feeling the pinch, energy upgrades can save costs into the long term.
Something that was announced in the last few weeks, there's a 10,000 grant available for businesses who have under 50 employees to upgrade machinery within their business or different things to make them energy efficient to save money that way. And I think that's probably something that I've been calling on a lot, that through my role as well, not just as councillor but as VFI representative for the county, that we try and make savings that will keep businesses going longer into the future, because we have to make things available that are sustainable. So this is a great thing. There's 10,000 of a grant available there, so I think we've got to get it out there. Let business people know that this is available to them, and it's save a lot of business and a lot of jobs along the way.
And you mentioned there your role with the VFI. I suppose businesses with under 50 staff will encompass most pubs, and it's a sector that's really coming under the hammer recently in terms of costs.
Yeah, there's a lot of things, most of it's coming up to a budget as well, and I think all sectors of business are calling for help in some way. But the quick fixes, I don't kind of agree too much with. I'd like something that more long term sustainable, and this to me is long term sustainable. If businesses can cut their energy costs, that will last into the future. It's not just a fix for 1 year. So I think that's important that we get that message out there.
And finally, blind and partially sighted supporters of Derry City Football Club can now avail of a new commentary service at home games. The Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium in Derry has implemented a live descriptive commentary service that will be transmitted to your radio receiver through a headset from anywhere within the stadium. It will be available for the remaining 3 games of the season, aiming to make the experience of attending a game more accessible. Roy McCartney from the Royal and National Institute of Blind People says it's part of an ongoing campaign to make Derry visually aware.
We have rolled out visual awareness training to all businesses, hotels, cafes. So basically what we're looking for is for anybody that's blind or visually impaired coming into the city, that they will get a welcome, and every building there that they go one day will be accessible, and there will be somebody on hand that is visually aware trained. It's just about giving people the confidence to come into Derry and other cities.
For weather now, a mix of cloud, sunny spells and well-scattered showers this evening. Largely dry tonight with clear spells and just isolated showers. Lowest temperatures up 3 to 6 degrees, possibly dipping lower locally, bringing a chance of patchy frost. The closing headlines this evening. A number of families who lost loved ones in the Creaslaw explosion have called for a public inquiry to be set up. A lawyer representing the families of 7 of the 10 victims of the tragedy which occurred in October 2022 has written to Justice Minister Helen McEntee seeking an independent investigation. A group of defective block homeowners who have had their engineers remediation recommendation downgraded are protesting outside Engineers Ireland in Dublin today. They're representing over 100 scheme applicants in a stand against what they say is the unethical and unscientific approach being adopted by engineers employed by the housing agency. Gardaí have reissued an appeal for information on a fatal crash in Clonmany last week. Michael Toland, who was in his 80s, died after being hit by a van while walking in the Anna area last Wednesday evening at around 20 past six. Anishka Erine is coming under mounting pressure to address infrastructure inadequacies in parts of Donegal. It's as controlled water outages have been implemented across the Glenties Municipal District area due to low reservoir levels, while residents in Buncrana were once again without water for a period of time earlier as a result of a burst water main. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 24th of September. The death has taken place of Owen Doherty, Oni Charlie Kitt, Carrick McGarvey, Derry Begg, originally of Knockestonner. His remains are reposing at Rorty's funeral home, Derry Begg, until 8 o'clock this evening. Removal from there after the rosary to his family home, with wake from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning until rosary at 8 p.m. Funeral Mass will take place on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Derry Begg, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has occurred of Fran Hurley, née Douglas, formerly of Castle Gore, Castle Derg. Reposing at Lynch's Funeral Home, 50 Castlefin Road, Castle Derg, this evening, with removal at 6:45 to St Patrick's Church, Castle Derg, reposing overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 12 noon, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Brian Gillespie, 6 Donal Casey Court, Derry, formerly of Oakfield, Gallia and Buncrana. Brian will repose at Bradley and McLaughlin's funeral home, 31 William Street, this evening from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30, going to St Eugene's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. The death has occurred in Queens, New York, USA, of Brady McMenamin, formerly of Corain, Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, today and tomorrow from 5 o'clock with rosary at 9. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, at 11. Interment afterwards in Kiltivogue Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. The death has occurred of Yvonne Murphy, née McGettigan, Templetown, Carlingford, County Louth, formerly of Kilconnell Glebe, Kilmacrennan, Donegal. Reposing at her home. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:20 to St James's Church, Grange, arriving for funeral mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv with house private pleas before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Joe Hannigan, 608 Killay, Carrigans, reposing at his late residence for wake until 11 o'clock tonight. Funeral cortege from there tomorrow morning at 10:20, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral. The Mass can be viewed on newtonkillayparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Medical 3, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. And the death has taken place of Robert Jenkins, Mondewy Manor, Cunningham. No wake, house private, please, at the request of the deceased. A service of thanksgiving for Robert's life will be held in Rafo Presbyterian Church tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Surgical 2 Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.